Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What happened?
Yeah, Margie, you are right. I mean, so on the good news of all of this is there is so much anticipation and so much demand from what has been an incredible marketing machine from Disney that all the users tried to go to Disney Plus for their first day of that streaming service. The site has had some technical glitches. Customers have reported not being able to log in or that the streaming service hasn't been able to launch. And so from the technical standpoint, I think from a consumer perspective, it has been a little frustrating. I think the good news about all of this is Disney has come out and said that it is just due to incredible response and excitement that everyone is trying to log on at the same time. I think the overall consensus is if this happens for a couple hours, you know, it's okay. This stuff happens. As we remember, Game of Thrones on their season premiere, Netflix crashed when they were, or HBO crashed when they were all trying to log in. And so for now, it's okay. But if it doesn't get cleared up within a few days, that's indicative of a little bit of a bigger problem about the back end and the technology of this. But overall, I think analysts are going to try to view this as a positive and really talk about how much demand there really is for this new streaming service.
Are you surprised a company as big as Disney couldn't be prepared for that traffic?
Yeah, you know, that's a very interesting question because on the back end, they had purchased a company called BAM Tech to really help out with the streaming service and the technology. But, you know, there have been reports that even the big players like YouTube, Amazon, they have had some problems as well. Netflix has had some problems. HBO has. And so I think it's understandable when everyone is trying to log in. It's really hard to prevent that kind of demand. But again, longer term, that has to be solved or this could be a real, real issue.
The service doesn't have the numbers of shows that Netflix does, but it is cheaper. Do you think most people will choose between the two or do you think most will subscribe to both?
Well, this is the $60,000 question, right? So most analysts that I have talked to, clearly we know Netflix has been the leader. Disney Plus, hands down, number two, given their investments in original content and all of their old movies and all of those classics that they have in their library that they really can use to compete. Apple TV going to be a distant third. They have a lot of money, but they don't have that content yet as they ramp up. This is the question, right? If you want to save money and you don't want to do traditional cable packages and you want to do streaming, you have Netflix, their most popular service at $13. Disney really coming in strong at only $6 a month. Most analysts I speak to say there are room for customers on average to buy maybe two or three streaming services. They're not going to buy a whole lot more than that because then you get into the cost that frankly, it doesn't make sense to cut off your cable package if you're buying more than four of these streaming services. So I'm hearing it's people subscribing to Netflix and Disney together. It's not a zero-sum game, but I think we are going to be very interested in the coming months, coming years, when all of the subscriber numbers start to come out to see who is winning. And are you being able to buy two services or three services, or are you really just picking your favorite one?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.